In a few minutes, we're going to be anointing Jaden with oil and praying for the Lord to heal him. But before we do that, I'd like to take these few minutes and go through the passage in James so that everybody knows exactly what we're doing. And so there's no confusion that somebody might think that we're doing something that we're not. The Bible says in James chapter 5, excuse me, James chapter 5 and verses 13 through 16. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let's pray, please. Dear Lord Jesus, we again dedicate this time to you. We ask, Lord, that you would bow your ear to this group tonight, to your people. And Father, would you please help us, Lord, to trust you for the outcome. Thank you, Lord, for Carlos and Vicky and their faith that they are exercising here tonight. And Lord, we're asking your blessing to be upon Jaden. In Jesus' precious name we ask. Amen. So, more than anything else, what we're about to do this evening, anointing with oil, it's an act of faith. An act of faith based on what Jesus told us to do for someone who is sick. James chapter 5 is the longest passage we have on it. But if you would go, please, for a second to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, Jesus also mentioned it in his last command to the church, right before he ascended to the Father. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18, part of the Great Commission. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So why we are doing this tonight, it's a command of the Lord. It's an instruction of the Lord that when somebody is sick, this is something that you can do. You can exercise faith in this manner. By doing this evening, we, but especially Carlos and Vicky, they're the ones that have requested this meeting tonight, we are exercising our faith because we're saying that we know God can bring healing. God can bring healing. We know that. And so we're asking God to do just that this evening. It's an exercise of faith. That's what it is. Secondly, by doing this, we're acknowledging that all healing comes from God. No healing comes in from anywhere else. All healing comes from God alone. Every healing is from the Lord. Every healing is an act of God's love because we don't deserve to be healed of anything, you see. It's not something that God owes us. We're acknowledging that this evening. God doesn't owe us a healing. God saved our souls. He bought us and redeemed us. He gave us a home in heaven. He does not owe us anything. But we're asking him for something very special. We're asking for healing for Jaden. It's an act of faith. Now, in a few minutes, we're going to pour some oil from this little bottle on Jaden's head, and we're going to lay hands on him. I don't want anybody to think that we are trying to perform a miracle healing here tonight. We're not. That's not what we're doing. We're not performing a miracle. There's nothing special about this bottle. There's nothing special about what's in the bottle. It's just some olive oil. Nothing special about it, okay? There's no miracle working power in this. There's no miracle working power in me. The preachers that are going to join me in a few minutes, there's no miracle working power in them. All the miracle working power, the only miracle working power, is in Jesus Christ alone. And so nobody here is trying to claim that, well, I'm a miracle worker. No, I'm not a miracle worker. Nobody is saying that. Jesus Christ is the only miracle worker. We're asking him to do a miracle. We're asking Him to bring you healing. And after we're done here tonight, we're not going to be claiming that Jaden is healed. We are going to trust that God is going to do a miracle, but we're not going to claim that God did one. We're not going to do that. If God so chooses to heal Jaden, praise God, that's what we asked. And we'll give Him the glory. But I'm not going to claim tonight that Jaden is healed. I'll leave that up for a doctor with some medical equipment to tell me that it's gone, you see. So nobody is going to claim a miracle tonight. It's not what we're doing. By anointing with oil, we're simply putting a little bit of feet to our faith. We're actually setting the stage, if you will, for God to really get honor and glory for this. Because if God so chooses to bestow that blessing upon Jaden, we've prepared the pump, if you will. We've said, Lord, would you please do it before all these witnesses? And if He does, everybody will know exactly where the healing came from. Jesus Christ. So this isn't just an act of faith, putting a little bit of feet to our faith this evening. And somebody might ask, well, how much faith is required? Because, you know, I'm just curious. How much faith is it going to take for God to heal Jaden? Well, go with me to Matthew 17. Matthew 17. It requires just enough faith to ask, you see. Matthew 17, looking at verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, go back to verse 19 for context. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's pretty small. Teeny tiny amount. Faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you, howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting, referring to the devil. But also we have prayed for Jaden. We've exercised our faith in that manner. We have fasted this week. My church has, many of us. We've fasted for several days. So we have done some preparation for this evening. It's just an act of faith, though. It's a request of the Lord. How much faith is it going to take to heal, to bring a healing? If God so chooses to do that, just enough to ask a grain of a mustard seed. Carlos had that much faith when he asked, can we have an anointing service? Okay? So there is enough faith. It does not require a lot of faith for God to move. Okay? Just enough faith to ask. And one more thing. Notice what Jesus said. Because of your unbelief, we need not to doubt that God can bring healing. Don't doubt that God can bring healing. James 1:6 says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Don't doubt that God could heal Jaden. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. And it goes on to say, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So we need to not doubt that God can certainly bring healing if God wants to. But we're here tonight to ask. That's all it is. Lord Jesus, would you please bring healing? Matthew 14, excuse me. Go back a couple chapters. How much faith did it take for Peter to walk on the water? Well, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus and didn't doubt. Because look at the story. Matthew 14, 30 through 31. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. He was successful until he started to doubt, and he was afraid. When he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, Lord, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith. We don't want to be people of little faith here this evening. We want to exercise our faith in a great way. O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Your doubting messed up your faith. Your doubting caused you to sink, Peter. So that if there's anything in you that says, well, God cannot bring healing, throw it out. Okay? Because God is the miracle-working God. God is the miracle-working God. God can bring healing on any sickness, anywhere, anytime. He made the world. He's the creator. Certainly, a little disease is no problem for our God, you see. It's an act of faith. But secondly, anointing with oil is a commitment. It's a commitment. Go back to James, please. James chapter 5. And it's a commitment from Carlos and Vicky this evening. James chapter 5. Looking at verse 15 again. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Okay, it's a commitment. Now, if Jaden were an adult, then this extra thing that we're not talking about this evening very much would also be part of the commitment. The part about sins, if Jaden had committed sins, Jaden's too young to have committed a sin unto death, okay? We understand that. Jaden did not commit a sin that God brought this sickness upon him. And so, but if Jaden had been an adult, we would be talking about that a lot more, okay? Because that is part of the instructions here in James. But we know that God is not chastising little Jaden for anything, okay? So we're not really going to go there. But for Carlos and Vicky, the ones who have asked for us to anoint Jaden, it's a commitment from them to the Lord that they have decided to establish their hearts toward the Lord. And each one of us needs to do that this evening. Because what is the context of the passage? We read a short portion of the passage, but go back to the beginning, if you would. The context of James chapter 5. Excuse me. The context is committing to God to submit to His will. James 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. He's coming, but he's not here yet. We live in a sin-cursed world. We live in a world that we're going to have sorrow, pain, sickness, and even death. All of us are going to lose a loved one someday. Each one of us are going to die someday. We know that. But the context of James is submitting to God's will in this terrible world. And God says, be patient and establish your hearts. Because Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon, but he's not here yet. He's not here yet. And so, we're instructed in this chapter how to go through hard things. Patiently like Christ would. Patiently like Christ would. With the right attitude, the right spirit. Accepting things as coming from the Lord. And the primary thing God wants from us is that our hearts be established toward Him no matter what God allows in our lives. Establish your hearts. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. He's coming, but he's not here yet. We have some hard things to go through. We live in a sin-cursed world. There's going to be pain and sorrow. So this is a commitment that Carlos and Vicky have established their heart that no matter what difficulties God brings into their lives, their faith is not going to be destroyed. Their faith in God. Yes, it might shake their faith. It might cause them to question God, but their faith is not going to be destroyed. They're going to believe in God through it all. And so I challenge each one of us here tonight that is asking God for a miracle. Establish your hearts beforehand. If God says no, how are you going to react? If God says yes, praise God. How are you going to react then? Are you going to give God the glory? Establish your hearts now. God is interested in how we respond to what He does in our lives. God's very interested in it. This is a commitment from Carlos and Vicky to have their hearts established toward the Lord. They're going to love and trust the Lord no matter what. How about you? How about you? Will you? So to sum it all up, when we anoint with oil, we're not doing a miracle. We're simply asking God, we're putting some feet to our faith and asking God, would you please do a miracle here? But we're also committing to this phrase, may the will of the Lord be done. May the will of the Lord be done. It's a commitment as well as an act of faith. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for Carlos and Vicky, and thank you for Jaden. And Lord, thank you for the faith of Carlos and Vicky this evening as they have requested this, Lord. And Father, we ask now that you would bend your ear to this place. May your face shine upon us, Lord, and may you give us an answer of peace. Father, I pray you bless this time now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So I'm going to ask if Carlos and Jaden would come forward. We're going to go ahead and stand right down here so everybody can see us as possible. You can turn around. I'm going to ask the preachers in the congregation to join me, please. All the preachers. And also my deacons, Brother David, Brother Nathan. We're going to pass this microphone around as we pray. So in a second, I'm going to pour some oil on Jaden, and then I'm going to ask Pastor Jaime Osorio to lead us in prayer. He's going to be praying in Spanish, and then after Brother Jaime is done, each one of us are going to take a turn. We're going to lay hands on Jaden in just a second. Can you step in the center, please? There we go. Jaden, we ask that the Lord Jesus pour His healing upon you. Brother Jaime, if you would lead us in prayer, please, sir.
Dios y Padre nuestro. Mi corazón está quebrado. Estoy temblando con miedo, Señor. Te pido que tú me perdones mis pecados. Me limpies, Señor. Límpianos a cada uno, Señor, y que nuestra petición y nuestra oración llegue a su trono de la gracia. Gracias por nuestro Señor Jesucristo, quien murió y pagó por nuestros pecados. Y por medio de Él, clamamos a ti en el nombre de Jesucristo. Que sea tu voluntad en Jaden, Señor, que tú le sanes si tú así lo deseas. Nosotros no tenemos ningún poder, ningún mérito, solamente pedimos tu misericordia. Tú tienes todo poder y tú puedes, Señor. Por favor, Señor, ruego que tú le sanes, sea tu voluntad. Bendice, Señor, a mi hermano Carlos, a Vicky y a sus demás hijos. Ayúdanos a cada uno, Señor, por favor. Nos ponemos en tus manos y pidemos tu bendición y que tu Señor seas con él. Y le quites este cáncer si es tu voluntad, si lo rogamos en el precioso nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amén.
Father, we come before you this evening, and as Pastor Derek said, you don't owe us a healing. You have already healed us of our sins. You've healed us of judgment. You've healed us of damnation. And you've given us a home in heaven. You've given us, we're part of your family. You've given us so much already. You don't owe us anything. And we recognize that. But Father, you are the one who said that the prayer of faith will heal the sick. You said that. And you told us to pray. You didn't say that for nothing. And before I pray this, Lord, I just want to ask forgiveness for my many, many sins. I am a sinner. I mess up all the time. But your blood cleanses me from that, and I claim that. In the name of Jesus, please heal Jaden. He's a little boy. Give him his life. According to your word, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of coming into your presence, but also for the command to come boldly. Lord, you haven't asked us to have a lot of faith. You've just asked us to have enough faith to ask. And that's what we come with tonight, knowing that you are able. You're an almighty God who deserves glory and honor. And Lord, I thank you for the life of Jaden and for the way that you have already used him to be a blessing to so many. And Lord, as he has gone before doctors and nurses, that the testimony that you have given would be strong and that they would know that there is a God in heaven. Oh Lord, we pray today, let your will be done in Jaden's life. For Carlos and Vicky and for the family, I pray that you would give mercy, that you would grant healing. But Lord, we do pray your will and not ours be done. In your name I pray. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful that we can have this opportunity to come and put our petitions before you. And Father, we're mindful tonight that you do care. Lord, you do love us. That was evident on the cross of Calvary. And God, I pray, Father, that you would help us, God, to have faith, the faith that we need to have, Lord, to accept your will, whatever that might be tonight. But Lord, you know our request, the desire of our heart would be that this young man gets healed. And God, we just pray for your healing power, your healing hand. And God, I pray for Carlos and Vicky. Lord, I pray that you would give them, grant them comfort and grace. And Lord, that you would help us, Lord, as we place our request before you, that Lord, you would give us the grace and the ability to accept your will, whatever that might be. God, we thank you and we praise you. We love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again. Thank you, Lord, that you are the great physician. Lord, you can, there is no doubt you can heal Jaden. Lord, we pray that you would please touch his body now and take this sickness from him. Father, the doctors, they do what they can. We appreciate that. But Lord, you are the one that can heal. And we ask for your healing now, Father. But again, Lord, we want your will to be done. Thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I just want to confess my faults before you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'd help each and every one of us here to have a clear conscience between ourselves and you so that our prayers are not hindered. Father, I pray that you would heal Jaden. Lord, there's no question in our minds as to whether you can do it. We know that you can do it. No problem. And Lord, we know you have a plan. We don't know which way that plan goes, but we know that you're going to use Jaden's life to reach folks for you. And I praise you for that, Lord. And Lord, we just ask right now that you would heal him. Take this cancer away, throw it away, get rid of it, and don't let it come back. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, as we are all gathered here in unity together, Lord, one body, one faith, one baptism, we thank you that you've given us an opportunity, Lord, to exercise our faith and to show love that you have given us as you poured it out into our hearts. And we pray for that love to flow here tonight as we lift up Jaden and as we seek your will in this, not knowing what your plan is, but knowing that you are able and that you are good. And Lord, let us be reminded where our true healing lies. We are all going to be healed one day. And that hope we have, it lifts us up during these dark times. And I pray that that would be the case right now, that despite the outcome of this, if it's your will to heal him or not, we would all be reminded of where we are in your family. Lord, we are going to inherit the kingdom. We're going to be in eternity with you forever. And there will be no more sorrow. You'll wipe away every tear. In the meantime, we have this world to shed our light in. And we pray now that in this moment, Lord, your Holy Spirit would move and that you would touch all of our hearts as we lift up Jaden to you. And we pray, Lord, for your will to be done and that this would be glorifying and honoring to you. And I pray for Carlos and Vicky and their family, Lord, that through this, that you would strengthen them to do your will, Lord, and give them what they need to always be mindful of the fact that our good Father looks after us and that you'd never, ever leave us nor forsake us. So we ask now, Lord, that your will would be done here. And if it's to heal Jaden immediately, we pray that would happen, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you, but Lord, we're a sinful people, and Lord, I confess my sins to you, Lord, I acknowledge I'm a sinner, please forgive me, cleanse me, I pray, Lord, and Father, I pray that you would hear my prayer this evening. Lord, we're asking for your healing to be upon Jaden. Dear God, I pray that you would bring complete healing to him. Father, would you give him many years to serve you in? Oh, Lord, we're asking that you would do a miracle on his behalf. We know you can do it, God. There's no question there. It's just, would you please make it your will to be so? But, Lord, we do commit that if your will is to get glory another way, that we will choose to love and honor you and to give you the glory due unto your name. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for Jaden. I pray, Lord, that you would bestow your love and mercy upon him, but also his family, Lord. I pray for Carlos and Vicky, the children, his siblings, and the extended family. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen their faith through this all, no matter the outcome, that they would serve you and love you all their days. Father, please heal Jaden. We ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. calls us. Thank you again, preachers that came, made a special trip out here. Thank you very much. First and last.
Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our lives, wild restless sea. Day by day His sweet voice soundeth, saying, Christian, follow me. Jesus calls us by Thy mercies, Savior, may we hear Thy call. Give our hearts to Thy obedience, serve and love Thee best of all.
Amen. Pastor House, would you close in prayer, please, sir?
Father God, we are so thankful for this opportunity we have, even under these conditions, Lord, to come to You and place our petitions before You. And Lord, what a blessing it is to see, Lord God, Your people coming together. I thank You for this preacher, for this church, and Lord, for this time that we can come and we can pray for this family. God, again, we just put this request